The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies.
Yes?
You're included. I need your help. I gave my wife the ick.
Oh, no.
And I have to know how to get her back. What do I do?
Oh, no. Icks are usually irrecoverable.
I've heard of this happening, and I'm like, oh, that's silly. And then I saw it happen to me, like, in real time, and I'm like, oh, it's real.
Did you poop in the same room as her?
No.
Okay, thank goodness. I wouldn't be able to recover from that.
Okay, but...
In the same room?
Bathroom?
Hopefully.
That's probably the big... Yeah. If it was just in the living room, it's a different vibe.
It doesn't even matter if I'm in there or not. That will give me...
That's very true. Okay.
But can I just ask you, Erica? You are... I know we got to get to him, but I just need... This is a thing for me. You know that he poops, right?
I do.
So...
But I don't want to be in the room when it
happens.
You don't
want to be, but if there was a necessity.
When would there
ever? Or if he was like really sick and he needed your help.
Yeah.
Well, like maybe no, he's like
you have
like
to hold the bucket
like...
in front of him because he's all exits, no waiting. Right? Yeah. He's like, he's
this
sitting
is?
On the toilet. Have you never?
This is going to make me quit my job.
You had to bring him medicine while he was in there or something.
It's like, oh God. You bring me, and it's like,
I mean, yeah, I love him. It's fine, but.
But you, I'm just like, I don't think I'd want to be around that stuff, but like, I don't know. There's something also about having a kid.
Yes. I was saying, maybe once you have kids, it kind of doesn't matter anymore.
And then you've just been around just the Play-Doh magic poop factory, and you're like, okay, you do it. Also, during the process of having a kid, I don't know how to tell you this, he's going to watch you poop
whether he wants.
It is one.
It doesn't always happen.
You don't know how to.
Why do you make that sound?
I was going to say 100% true, but she cut me off because I wanted you to understand the impact of how true you pooping in front of him is going to be.
I appreciate you trying to mansplain.
I don't think you appreciate it.
I do know that's a possibility, but also he is going to be shoulders up.
Yeah,
there will be nothing going on.
So was I. But sometimes, you know that one firework that does the, like, ash snake?
What the heck? Okay, I want to talk about T-Hack.
I just want...
No! I want to talk about T-Hack.
Okay. I just want you to know what's going to happen. 303-222-5423. Text in if you didn't poop at all. I want zero text. If you pooped zero during delivery...
No, I know
text
that...
Text in. Everyone poops because you don't wear... It's like... Erica,
I believe my sister did not.
She pooped. Because you don't know where to push from.
Okay.
Did AHAC poop? Don't answer because you're already in trouble. You're already in trouble. Don't answer.
Can we go back to T-Hack?
So we were washing our dogs and part of washing our chihuahua, there are two chihuahuas, we're cutting their nails. So when we cut their nails, I hold them and then she does the
trimming.
The trimming, yes.
No.
So I'm holding the dog, Bentley, and he's real wiggly, and so he gets me, and his nails are freshly like, and it just sliced my arm, like just scratched the heck out of me, holding him. Ah, you know, I'm like, oh, he got me. It's fine, we finish. And then later, I'm like, man, that really hurts. You know, it's like the dumbest injuries, like a paper cut. Sometimes it's just like,
that
hurts
worse
than like if you just cut my finger off.
Right.
It feels like.
I'm gonna say no.
Feels like. So I said to my wife, I'm like, man, he really got me. And she was like, yeah, okay. And then later I'm like, it's like kind of bleeding. Like, what should I put something on this? And she's like, really hurt you that bad?
Oh.
I'm like, well, no. I mean, it's just too late. And she just that little the tone, I could feel the shift. And she's like, really?
You won't stop talking about it.
But he got me. There's like,
can I see it?
Yeah,
can we see it? I'd like to evaluate if AHAC is in the wrong here.
This is a few days old by now, but he got me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He got me? Oh, come on. I should have bloodied it up.
We are changing the name of the show to Icks and Hack.
Am I just out of luck?
Yo.
Wait.
It hurt. It stung.
Oh, it stung.
I want to back him up a little. I have a puppy in case no one knows. And... When he was little puppy, he would scratch me a lot. Mm. And it did hurt really bad.
Thank you. Thank you, strong woman.
I think you're going to have to just do something.
Yeah, no, you got to do something super manly.
Like maybe you need to come do the Manitou Incline with us.
Or like skydive.
Oh, no. No. She doesn't want you dead.
Fake some sort of weird accident where it looks like a car is on top of Leo and you lift the car off of him.
Okay. Get my son involved.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. That's the only way out of this, bro. You're going to have to.
Has she brought it up since?
No, and I've dropped it. Like that was a key for me. I was like, all right, don't bring it up anymore.
No, but like now when she like goes to the fridge and she grabs a jar of pickles and she can't get it off, does she walk over to Leo? Oh.
I thought it was unrelated. Now I'm piecing it together.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.